Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. And our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope all is well with everyone tonight. Just like Donnie McKirkland said, I need you. Yes, we need the Lord more than ever. Well, tonight, we are going to talk about if you lack wisdom. Do you lack wisdom? And John 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Have you ever had a time in your life when you needed answer for a problem you were facing, but it seems that you just couldn't come up with the right solution? Even though you try hard to figure things out, did it seem like the right answer to the problem kept eluding you? Well, when we face one of these moments, we must refer to James 1:5. And go to God for wisdom. We should pray to God to get wisdom and to how to best to confront and convey the challenges we are facing. Well, I would like to tell you before we go on with talking about if we lack wisdom. Well, during the pandemic, I think it was the first year of the pandemic, I had a major water leak in both of my bathrooms. And it took about 4 months before it was repaired. I only had the half bathroom to use that down there. So, but God worked it out and everything was in order, which is at the time it didn't seem like it was in order. But why I brought that up, because now I have another big project. I have another water leak. It's under my kitchen sink. Well, they have repaired the leak itself, but a week later, I saw mold underneath my kitchen sink, and it also spread to the next part of the sink, of the cabinet. And right now, well, I sprayed to get rid of what I saw, and I did have two different professionals to come in to look at it. Well, you know, some companies, the first thing they start talking about is money, what they're going to do, what they can do, and how much they're going to charge. Then the next person told me similar story, but he did not talk about money per se. At first, he talked about what could, you know, where the mold could be coming from because of the wetness of certain areas that the water went. All I thought that I had was the leak. Didn't know that this mold situation was going to come about. And right now, I didn't want to do a claim. So all of those things I'm dealing with. So, and then I want to also go back a little bit further. Last week in my Sunday school class, we talked about how we go do things. We try to go before God instead of going straight to God. And I always had a habit of thinking of all the different ways that to solve the problem. Then I would go to God and pray about what I thought about. Well, in our Sunday school lesson, it says it doesn't work that way. You should go to God first. And if you have some thoughts and stuff, that's okay. But you go to God first before you even start thinking of those things that what you can do. So I decided that I'm going to do it the right way. What I did yesterday, because that was the last person that came by, I was a little bit frustrated because one person sort of didn't want to deal with certain things that was happening, what I wanted them to go underneath my crawl space and check certain things out or whatever. So I was a little bit frustrated when he left. And I said, and I thought about my Sunday school class. And I decided to do the right thing. First, before I start trying to figure out what I'm going to do, who I'm going to call or whatever, I need to talk to God about this. And I went a little bit further. Not just talk to him about it, be patient and wait for an answer. That's when you get wisdom. You wait for his answer. And that's what I decided to do, because I have a tendency of wanting things done right away. So I decided to give myself a few days and just sit back and wait on God. But in between waiting, I am going to continue to pray and ask him to give me that answer. And you heard about praying without ceasing. So I do believe in that. So I wanted to put that in there, that what I decided to do the right thing, go to the Father. I always do it a little bit backwards. Yeah. Think about the things that I'm going to do first, then go to God and pray. I always go to God and pray, but I just needed to do it, go to him first, and then start thinking about ways that these solutions can be done. And then maybe he'll let me know which one, if any of those ideas I have is good. But let's continue to move on with this topic. If you ever face a time when you lack wisdom about how to pay your bills, wisdom to how to deal with debts, wisdom about how to reverse a decline if you were in experiencing a business situation? Did you lack wisdom about how to get along with your boss, a fellow man? Wisdom about how to make key decisions that affects your future. Then the word lack in James 1:5 perfectly describes you and I. Well, to make that scripture, James 1, a little bit more clear, we can say it like this. When these words are used together in one phrase, it could be translated to this. If anyone lacks insight, let him firmly request it. If anyone has a shortage of wisdom, he should demand it. If anyone is baffled and doesn't know what to do, he should be bold to ask for it. Yes, you see, God wants us to come to him for wisdom first, instead of trying to figure out things ourselves in our own way. Instead of relying on the education and the books on the shelf to give you the answer, you need to go to God first and firmly ask him for wisdom. Approach him with respect and honor, but also be bold. Remember, you can also be bold to God. As a child of God, you have the right to request wisdom from God when you need it. So rather than continue to struggle in your strength, on your own strength, why don't you go to God and ask him to give you the necessary wisdom to conquer the situation you are facing in your life right now? That's what I decided to do today. Do it the right way. Okay? As a child of God, you have every right to ask him. In fact, God commands you to come to him when you lack wisdom. So take a few minutes today to take that command. Ask God to give you the wisdom you need. And you know, as widows, we have to make all of these and so many decisions ourselves alone again. So we need to make sure that we get the right answer. And we all lack wisdom to some extent. Some of you probably been doing it the right way. I just decided to try to do it the quick way. Think of the answer first. Try and think of the answer, then go to him to pray about it. No, God said that's not the way to do it. Wisdom. God guarantees wisdom. If you lack wisdom, let him ask God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. He wants us to come to him and to be able to walk in that level of faith. You see, God wants a relationship with us. He doesn't want us just to freely hand out answers to our problem. He wants us to come to him. And the moment we get side by side with God, he opens his hand and reveals everything we need to know and understand about the situation we are facing. In that up close, side by side encounter with him, you will also become aware of all the other areas of your life that need attention when we spend that time with him. Here's the good news. In his glorious presence, God will not only make you aware of these areas that need adjustment, he will also give you the power and ability to change. Don't we want that? Never forget that God is the giving of God, the giving God, who wants to meet your needs and my needs. But for that need to be met, you have to come right up alongside him. And you can only do that by making room in his daily schedule for spending time in his presence. I am going to keep praying without ceasing, staying in his presence for the right answer to go forward with this situation I'm dealing with. Are you ready to include God in your schedule today? To make the right decision today? Well, I want to, because you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it gets frustrating when we have to go through these things. And we get tired of having to make the decision ourselves. Also, when we're dealing with different companies that doesn't give you that good customer service that you need, and you know that today that things are different, we do not get that customer service we used to get. I mean, people are short with us. They don't take the time to give you the right answer. It is so many different things. You know, going into supermarkets or going into different stores, you don't have enough people in the stores now to give you the good customer service. And when you do, you have to, you ever tried going to Home Depot and Lowe's? You have to go down the aisles and try to find someone to help you. Now, I mean, most of the time in stores, they keep saying, can I help you? Can I help you? You don't hear that anymore. Only a few places that you can hear that. So it is so much things that are happening that is out of the norm. And it's amazing. So we must pray more to God and go to him first instead of forming all those different scenarios ourselves. And I'm guilty of that. But one thing, I do go to him and pray about it, but I was just trying to see if I can find a solution. And when I go to him, he thought he'll be okay with what I thought about and get it done. But no, that's not the way that he wants us. He wants us to come to him first with the problem, and then he will give us solutions, and he will give us thoughts. Keep praying without ceasing, and even if you start forming ideas in your mind of how you can, solve the problem, or even looking at some names and number to call, he will help you to make that right decision, make the right phone call. So we must do things in order, especially today, because there's so many diversity of different things that are happening in the world that we don't get that good customer service. Because really, I didn't care for either or. Now, one of those companies helped me before when I had the two bathroom problems. Yes. Now, they did a great job with that, but not the same customer service I'm getting. This young man, all he wanted to talk about, money. He was throwing down these numbers that he said, oh, I can fix your whole, get a claim and fix your whole kitchen. And it cost da-da-da-da, you know, all those things. I didn't want to hear that. I wanted to hear how he was going to solve that problem. Then he can talk about money. You just don't get that good customer service like we used to. And God will not rebuke you or reprove you for asking for wisdom. You are his child, and he wants you to have the wisdom that you need for life. And we definitely need to have as much wisdom as we can because of what's happening in the world. You'll find God to be open-hearted and ready to answer questions you ever put to him. But we gotta first, and we must go to God boldly. But before he gives you those answers, you first want to fulfill his requirement of coming alongside of him. That's being in his presence. where he can love you and fellowship with you, and where you can find and you can feel and experience his love and his presence. That's what he wants us to do. So I'm going to take a few days off and not start putting those ideas in my mind. And I know how I am, because already I have a number that I want to dial, but I can't dial that number until I make sure that God wants me to dial that number. And there I go again, always trying to fix things before God gives me direction, the right direction. But I am going to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen my heart. I'm going to wait for him. I'm going to take a few days. It might take maybe 3 days. But I am going to need to do the right thing, because I don't want to go through a lot of frustration of people not giving you good service and not giving the right, the right direction, a best solution for the problem I'm having. I don't see any mold right now. I've sprayed the areas that I did see the mold. I don't smell it, but I need to make sure that there is no mold in the back of my kitchen or someplace on my floor. So I've done some mold testing, but I don't know what I've done some testing. I don't know what I'm looking at. I thought the second company I went to, that he was going to come back and tell me exactly what the finding. He avoided me today. He didn't want to. He said he was busy on jobs, and he could not come, or he didn't even make an effort to come the next day. So right now, he wants the quick money that he's trying to make right now. I don't need someone that's going to. I need someone who's sincere and is going to do a good job and give me the right solution to fix this problem, to make sure that there's no mold left in that kitchen area, you know. So, if you have an answer to that, you know, you can call me, you can text me, and give me, if you have had a situation like that, you know, I'll take it down, but I'm not going to move on it until I feel that God, this is what God wants me to do, because I want it done right, and I don't want it to be another 4 months that I had to deal with before with my bathrooms. And you know, you need the kitchen. You need the kitchen as much as you need the bathroom. So, and I love to cook. So I really need my kitchen. I can't imagine not having my kitchen for 4 months. And I hope that it doesn't come to that conclusion, because I really love cooking. I love being in my kitchen. I spend most of my time in the kitchen. And I also do a lot of planning or just sitting and reading sometimes at my kitchen table, the breakfast table. So I spend a lot of time in the kitchen. So I just hope that will not become to that situation. So let's go back and refresh a couple of things that I want to say. I want to read this again. He first wants you to fulfill his requirement of coming alongside of him, his presence, where he can love you and fellowship with you, and where you can feel and experience his love. So, me going through this, the scripture and everything, do you lack wisdom? Try this. Try this method that God really wants us to come to him first. Because, you know, I know some of you are like me, like to start trying to figure out things down before the problem even starts. See, but you already started thinking of different things, how to solve the problem. So we are, yeah, many of you are like that, and some of you are patient and like to wait. And I've never been a person who just sit around and don't want to, you know, get things done. I'm a hands-on person where I want it done and get it behind me. But this time, I'm going to have to wait on the Lord and be of good courage so he can strengthen my heart, so he can give me direction, the right direction that I need to follow. And it's just not on this type of, not just this problem I'm having, on any problem, just like I mentioned about bills, debts, if you have a business, something you're experiencing, challenge, and even challenges with your children or your grandchildren. Oh, yeah. Many of us are dealing with a lot of issues, especially we have to deal with those grandkids, because our kids want us to drop those kids off to us. And you know, sometimes we want to have a little bit of peace ourselves. But I love my grandkids, but I also need that time to marry, for Mary. Other things like, you know, if you're still working, you need that wisdom how to get along, how to continue to get along with your boss or your fellow employees, or even your neighbors. Wisdom, and it's the most thing is wisdom how to make the right decision. That will affect your future, and it does, your future, because getting my kitchen, the resolve to do, have, excuse me, go back, excuse me, to get that resolved in my kitchen, oh yeah, it's going to help my future, because I wouldn't have to worry about this anymore. So, yes, right now I do lack wisdom, but I want more. I feel like I have wisdom, but I lack some wisdom. And right now I have to, just like my Sunday school lesson, go to God first and then, you know, go to him first with your problem. And then he'll put things in order. But one thing I do ask for every day, I use that two words that I mentioned to you all, divine order. That works. Even though sometimes I have a to-do list and I write a list of things down that I desire to do that day, it might roll over to the second day, but things that I do. When I ask for divine order, I'm serious, God gives me divine order. Most of the time, I accomplish all the things that I have on that list. And if there's a little bump in the road, it's a little bump in the road, but most of the time I get it done, because I do go to him with that. Now, those type things, I feel that I do the right way, because when I'm writing my list down, I do put in Jesus' name on the top, and I also thank him in advance for his goodness, that he's going to help me to accomplish these things during the day, and it does work. That divine order, word divine order, he gives you divine order. But this is a bigger situation, a bigger fish to fry, so I need to wait on him to take care of this fish. So this is my, based on the scripture, if you lack any wisdom, don't go quick to make a decision before you go to him. Go to him first before you start thinking about it. And that is all I have tonight. But I do have an announcement. This month, and I don't have the date, because today, this month is such a busy month. There's so many different types of activity that's going on in my life, and it's kind of hard to set a date. We normally have our monthly meeting every third Saturday, and this weekend is the third Saturday. We can't have our meeting because there's too many things going on that I cannot put together a meeting that during that particular time. But I think it's going to be the following Saturday. We'll do a free conferencecall.com and make some announcement. Because, yeah, I think it's best for us to do it then after, because we're having a board meeting next Monday. And there's a lot of decision that we're trying to finalize that we want to tell you guys. So, really, the following Saturday would be the best Saturday for us to have that free conferencecall.com. And there are some things that we are doing that we want you guys to know about it, you ladies to know about it. So, just be patient, be blessed. Have a great week, and I just hope that you can gain more wisdom that God wants us to have. And I am going to try to do more and better by getting the extra wisdom that I need to make this thing go away, to come and fix it and go away. So, but whenever the problem is solved, I will come back to you and share it with you. I know it's not going to be overnight, but I'm going to have to trust God that he will give me the right answer and direction to proceed. Be blessed and have a great week. And tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
All that I know is I'm